Well, I see people standing at the back, and I have to say one of the things I consistently find myself doing is saying, you know, you ought to take seats. I have this Yale College desire to see everyone be comfortable. So I see good seats down here in front. And those of you who are standing at the back, unless you're working the show here, perhaps you should be a little bit more comfortable. And just, it's like sitting on the on Metro North. You make people give up that middle seat. I'm delighted when I heard that 180 people had signed up to come to this reunion of the Geology and Geophysics Department. I was just so pleased to think about it, because since my earliest engagement with Yale, I came here as a graduate student, I've found myself in contact with the geology faculty. And I've spotted Carl Tarikian, and I haven't spotted Robert Gordon yet. But of course, it's because what we all have in common is what I share with them as an archaeological art historian is archaeology and material science and the story of the past as it comes out of its things and its materials. And it's one of the things that I have most relished in Yale College now that I am its dean and think about how some of our best interdisciplinary programs work. I like to say that there are only two programs that we run that fulfill, you can, just by being in that major, you can fulfill every requirement at Yale. Archaeological studies happens to be one, and that's, geology plays a key component. Geology also plays a key component in the other one, which is environmental studies. And these are wonderful majors that keep our students engaged in doing hard science on the one hand, reading about nature on the other, and taking field trips to look at forests on another. And all of this is, I think, what we hope for most in a rich undergraduate education. In many cases, it is not that scripted, because students may be majoring in economics. But when students choose these particular majors, we know that they will have a robust education that requires them to study across the curriculum. And I know there are many Yale College alumni in this room today. And if you graduated before last year, then you took the old curriculum. And that curriculum did not have these key components that we have today, that are skills components, so that every student studies quantitative reasoning. We think ideally, perhaps math or music theory or statistics. And on the other hand, that every student will gain better skills in writing. Those of you who've been out in the world for more than a minute know that these are things that are of infinite value as we go forward in our lives and in our educations. Just yesterday, we had a picture of the freshman class at Yale presented to us. And I thought I would give you, there's Carl, a little bit of a snapshot of what that Yale freshman looks like today. That Yale freshman is a different freshman. This is the highest percentage in many years, 58% who come from public schools. 60% of this year's entering class receives financial aid. Just 10 years ago, in 1999, 45% of Yale students received financial aid. These are extraordinary changes, and in the past 10 years, the university has worked so hard, Yale College and admissions in particular, to make a Yale undergraduate education affordable, although it has become more unattainable because of our extraordinary numbers of applications than ever before. But for those who are able to be admitted, we make sure that the opportunity is here to complete that education and that it will be the most robust education that Yale has ever demanded of its undergraduates. And here's the wonderful thing. We know that they're all up to it. One of the other things that I will also say about one of the things that Yale College is doing this year that I want you to know about, because there may be people in this room who can help us. But in recent years, as you can imagine, and perhaps I was having a conversation with Brian Skinner right before this event, and Of course, it's wonderful when our alumni are exceptionally successful in the world of hedge funds and as CEOs and are able to be generous and support our work. But this happens to be a year, as you can well imagine, when we don't have Merrill Lynch and Lehman Brothers actually recruiting for our seniors who are graduating this year. And we've made a specific point of recruiting and reaching out to our seniors and others who are looking for positions as they graduate from Yale College in the Foreign Service, in the State Department, in the Department of Energy, Health Human Services, and in the Pentagon. We all aspire to see more Yale graduates enter the public service through the most challenging corridors of government. And I hope that better informed, better educated people in all levels of government, state, local, and national, will in fact help our nation in the 21st century. I'm not a geologist, but I have to say one of the things I find most appealing about the work that is done in geology is that it is, in some ways, it itself fulfills all the way that we divide up the study of the world's knowledge at Yale, humanities, sciences, and social sciences. Because the study of geology is, on the one hand, it ends up in having profound humanistic implications. It is, of course, a very hard physical science, and without it, we would not know where we would be going next in policy implications. So thank you all for coming back, and thank you for being here to learn from one another.
Okay, well, I am going to take a few extra minutes.